I'm Casey.
I'm Kiel.
I'm Whitey.
Hi, I'm Paige.
And you're listening to the Kid Commute.
You're listening to Kids Commute.
And you're listening to the Kids Commute.
Oops.
On Interlochen Public Radio.
On Interlochen Public Radio.
Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, everybody. Good morning, kids commuters. Happy Friday. Here we are on the last day of Carnival of the Animals, and it's the last kids commute and the end of the school year, too. So many big things happening. So today, we are listening to the end of Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. This was a little piece of music that he wrote for himself and his friends just to amuse himself, creating a zoo with all kinds of interesting animals represented by the different instruments in the orchestra. And we're listening to a wonderful recording made by Leonard Bernstein, the composer and the conductor of the New York Philharmonic, also a big advocate for young people and classical music. In fact, all of the musicians on this recording are young musicians, so he wanted to encourage all of them. And one of them, Paula Robeson, grew up to be very famous indeed, the flute player. So today we are going to hear The Swan and the finale from Carnival of the Animals. Again, that's music by Camille Saint-Saëns, and we'll just hear from Leonard Bernstein now and see what he has to say. Thank you, Leonard.
And now we come to the most famous part of this Carnival of the Animals, The Swan. Everybody knows this lovely melody, originally written for a solo cello. But this time we're going to hear it played on, of all things, the double bass, that heavy, clumsy instrument that we heard a few minutes ago describing elephants. But this is a double bass with a difference, a double bass that sings. And it is played by Gary Carr, who is already, at the age of 20, a master of this unlikely instrument. There are very few double bass players in the world who dare to play solos on their instruments, at least in public. Have you ever heard a double bass recital? Probably not. But every once in a while, someone comes along who bowls you over by being able to manage this ungainly instrument so that it really sings. And Gary Carr is one of these. I don't know when I've heard anything like it since the great conductor Serge Koussevitzky, who was my teacher, and who was famous all over the world as a double bass soloist before he became a conductor. I believe that young Mr. Carr is on his way to being another Koussevitzky. And here he is, as graceful a swan as you will ever hear, gliding over the waters of the twin pianos.
Thank you.
And so we reach the end of our trip to the zoo with a brilliant, gay final dance in which several of the animals we've come to know get together in a can-can of their own. If you listen hard, you'll recognize the old lion from the beginning, those wild donkeys from Tibet, the Jigetai, a few hens and roosters, a kangaroo or two, and at the very end, you'll hear six wild hee-haws from those long-eared persons, as if they're saying, "Hee-haw, the jackass has the last laugh."
And there you have it, the finale to Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. That was the New York Philharmonic, some young performers, and Leonard Bernstein narrating that wonderful stuff. Well, there you have it. That is the last kids' commute for the school year. So hope you have a wonderful, magical, perfect, fantastic summer in every possible way. Hasta la vista, kids' commuters.